Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. How are they treating you? Already shit or what?
Oh, so far, so good.
You got movies on the agenda?
Off to see the BFG premiere tonight.
Yeah. You reckon that's any preview? Does that look all right? I don't know much about the BFG.
Amazing. Yeah, okay. I reckon it looks great.
Just not into these effects movies. I went and saw The Ice Age, which I thought was, I know it's more of the same, but it was fun. You know,
there were some good gags in it.
Yeah, well, the gags are what we love. And Finding Dory, can't wait to see that. That'll be awesome too.
Oh, it is outrageously good.
All right, let's talk TV. The man from Decider TV. We call him the man, but he's more than that. He's a legend of the TV game. Steve Mulk, how are you?
Good, Bilko.
Hearing a new streaming video on demand players in town. Tell me about them.
Yeah, this is good. This is called BetPlay. It was launched just last week by Viacom, the company that owned them. They specialise in a lot of the African-American stuff that would appear on black entertainment television. So the Bet Awards that are running today are streaming live into Australia via BetPlay.
I wouldn't know what shows feature African-American. Are you saying shows like the OJ thing that was on a couple of weeks ago, those sort of shows, or totally different content we've never seen before?
No, this is explicitly American-made content for that market. So Real Husbands of Hollywood, for example, okay, with Kevin Hart, that kind of thing.
Have you sussed it out? What's the pricing?
Look, $6 a month. It's not too bad.
Yeah, it's good.
It'd be something that in Australia, I'm not sure there would be a huge market for customers, but it's money for jam for Viacom.
All right. Saturday night on all our TV channels, is it Election City and nothing else?
Well, Channel 10 are offering you an option, and that is not the election.
What, Devil Wears Prada?
Probably. Just about everybody else, though, is lining up. Of course, Sky, ABC, Channel 7, Channel 9 have all got their various experts and panels ready to go. As you'd expect, Sky are running all election all the time, all day. ABC will be covering it, and then, of course, big goes for them from 6 o'clock. Similarly, after the news for 7 and 9, given that, realistically, I don't think it'll be a tightly contested election because it's a double disillusion. There is just lots and lots of counting to be done. So we're not going to see a result until easily 10 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yeah, you know what? I think people will actually flick back and forth between their Netflix or their Stan or whatever. So
guaranteed that's the best way to handle it.
Yeah, I love it. Tell me about X Factor changes coming up to this season just to keep the excitement there.
Yeah, look, new host stepping in, Jason Dundas. Is taking the roles from Luke Jacobs, who's now in LA having his big tilt over there. And as far as judges go, we've had Iggy Azalea confirmed. We've also had Guy Sebastian confirmed. And along with that, we've had, who's our third one? I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head. The other guy, Adam Lambert, is coming in. Yeah, the other guy.
Yeah.
And it's looking to be a three-judge-only X Factor this year.
Hey, speaking of Guy Sebastian, he's one of many Australian celebrities featuring on special editions of Play School, apparently, to celebrate.
Yeah, this is really, honestly, it's crack-a-lacking. A reason enough from Monday to watch Play School in the morning and in the afternoon, not taking over the episodes, but rather it's simply just a case of the celebrities appearing to sing a song, to read a story, to have some fun, and not just musical celebrities, though there are a lot of them. We've also got some great actors involved and some Play School legends.
Mm.
Bonita Collins, Don Spencer, John Hamblin, all returning.
Oh, John was my favourite. He could do the animal noises the best.
Oh, and he could drop a double entendre with the best of them. it is delightful. All of this culminates in a big special Sunday week. So not this Sunday, next Sunday night, 50 years of Play School, Big Ted's Little Adventure. It is going to be so much fun.
Now, where is the only place where you can see Bill Shorten and Malcolm Turnbull together, and there's obviously no Q&A stress? This will be different.
Look, it will be different, though they won't be together. Wednesday night, we'll see Annabelle Crabb sit down for lunch with Bill Shorten, the opposition leader. And then Thursday night, Annabelle Crabb sit down with the Prime Minister.
Wouldn't it have been great if she could have got them all in the one room, the one kitchen at the same time?
Near unprecedented is what it would have been, Bilko.
Tony James would have been jealous.
Oh, him and every other commentator in Australia. It's going to be an interesting scenario, given that, remember, Wednesday midnight, the media blackout takes effect. No more political advertising on radio, on TV. However, on the internet, unregulated, so expect lots and lots of pop-up videos where someone's telling you should vote for them for some reason.
Yeah, and it's bad enough on YouTube at the best of times, but with election on the way, God.
Yeah, prepare yourselves.
Have you had a chance to see any episodes of the new Offspring yet?
I did catch the first episode of the new series of Offspring today, Bilko, and I'm not going to spoil anything because out of the blocks, there's a bunch of stuff that goes on. I will be intrigued to see how fans of the... I would call myself a fan, but not a hardcore Offspring fan.
Fan of Asher Keddie.
I would, it'd be interesting to see how fans of the series respond to it. I came away feeling a little bit with a bad taste in my mouth, but then I went into it sort of being very suspicious. Why are we doing this again? Mm. You know, we've seen this before. What's going on here? So, yeah, I don't, like I said, I want people to make their own choices. Wednesday night, 8:30, 10:00, the new series of Offspring will join us. Watch it and make your choice.
Hey, last week there was stories coming out about the new Bachelorette, this journo from Tasmania. Why is all this stuff about her past come to light, like ex-boyfriends suddenly speaking up and the show hasn't even started yet?
Oh, look, it's an opportunity for people to get their head on camera in part, isn't it? I mean, that's ultimately what The Bachelor is about, and Bachelorette and those sorts of things. It's interesting, I think, that it's a little bit of spoilers, a little bit of people, you know, trying to decry that, which maybe they felt a little bit jilted at the end of the relationship. Mm. Who knows? Mm. All we know is Georgia Love, former, I guess she still is, newsreader for Wynn Television in
Tasmania. She's taking a leave of absence, Moxie.
That's what it is. She's taking a leave of absence because she's going off to find her true love.
And see, after watching Unreal on Stan, you really can't watch this Bachelorette or Bachelor the same way anymore.
Not at all. And I have to tell you, people, if you are not watching Unreal on Stan, this is the best use for a couple of cups of coffee a month. Just spend that $10 on Stan. Get involved. There's a raft of other great content, but Unreal, worth the price of admission alone.
Yeah, and look, having blitzed the first season and then now up to date with the second season, it's just started off with a great new twist that I didn't think they could do it again, but amazingly, Hollywood writers are awesome. They can just twist anything, don't they?
Look, the people behind it have had experience. They've worked on the US Bachelor, so they know how to give it some swing. And right from the get-go, the new season two of Unreal is incredible.
Stan's also fast-tracking The Last Ship, which is just awesome escapism viewing. What's this circus on, Stan? What's this series?
So this is a Showtime series from the US looking at the American presidential race. Now, I got to see a couple of the early episodes. They're dropping all 13 of the back eps right this Friday on Stan, and then weekly as they come. So we'll get them to Thursday, Friday on Stan. It is an incredible series, really looking at it from the journo's point of view, how covering this presidential race has gone to pot.
Looking forward to that. Any other highlights this week besides the election, Steve?
Well, look, Roadies does kick off on Stan later today. That's going to be interesting. Cameron Crowe's new TV series, as we talked about, Offspring. Look, if you're a gamer, you'll know that there's an E3 one-hour special of Good Game on ABC2 tomorrow night. That's worth checking out. And if you want to get over all of the election stuff, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, SBS2, Billy on the Street will blow your mind.
And don't forget to check your EPG for your favourite shows this weekend, the switcheroo between Wynn and the Southern Cross channels. I know they're running this 9 on 5 thing, but it might pay to look at the website. Or just really, if the EPG's updated towards the end of the week, just look where your favourite show should come up.
And that big change happens midnight Thursday into Friday. So from Friday, all of the stuff that you're watching on 10 will be on 9 on 5. And all the stuff that you're watching that was Wynn content, Channel 9 content, is now going to become Channel 10 content.
So explain it to me, Moxie, like I'm a kid. Mm-hmm. My Southern Cross 10 comes up on 005, say, on my Austar box. Yes. And Wynn comes up on 008. Now I'm watching Blue Bloods on 008 and I'm watching The Voice on 005. Is that right?
On the appropriate days, yes.
Yes, okay.
So The Voice, for example, on Sunday will be on Channel 5, not on Wynn.
In HD?
They have managed to secure the equipment. From this Friday, it will be in HD as well, on Channel 50.
Obviously, they don't want to lose any ratings points or, you know, whatever you call it, by bringing in the HD, because they are concerned about having this final State of Origin in high def. That seems to be a major factor.
Yep. Well, it's critical to Nine's strategy too. They want to make sure that their push into high definition is something that covers the regions as well. They see them as an important part, particularly in New South Wales and Queensland, right?
Right. Well, I don't care if it's HD or not, but because I haven't got a HD TV, I'm a cheapskate.
Oh, Bilko, you are missing out. It looks great.
Hey, my 8-year-old says to me, can you get a 4K TV? I'm going, how do you know about 4K? He went to Xbox Scorpio, and I went, oh.
Yep. Yeah, Dad, you got to keep up.
Oh, sorry, Mox, I'm no good, mate. Decider TV, check out the website. You'll find some great Humans of Twitter podcasts in there too, and information on some of the best shows to be watching this week. Check it out. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.